So my rune that I just drew out of my rune book. Partnership, a gift. And it's called Gibo. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. Gibo. And it's an X symbol. Drawing this rune is an indication that partnership in some form is at hand. In love relationships, in business matters, in partnering of every kind, you're put on notice not to collapse yourself into that union. For true partnership is achieved only by separate and whole beings who retain their separateness even as they unite. Remember to let the winds of heaven dance between you. At the same time, there is another realm of partnership that you are called to consider. For the path of partnership can lead you to the realization of still greater union. Union with the higher self. Union with the divine. The ultimate gift of this rune is the realization of the divine in all things. God always enters into equal partnerships. Gibo, the rune of partnership, has no reverse, for it signifies the gift of freedom from which flow all other gifts. How apropos. This is a wonderful book. I'm glad I stole it from the library. No, I'm not really, but I've always wanted to buy another copy and send it to the library. I don't want to cop the fine. I was really sick when I borrowed it. I've tried to take it back twice. My gosh. Anyway. So that's a stolen revelation brought to you by underfunded records and radio. The book is called The Book of Runes, commentary by Ralph Bloom. And the library is called Parramatta City Library. And the catalogue number of the book is P-O-6-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8- been in the dress. Okay, you can put it in. Thank you. Yeah, it's a little bit wobbly. Just put it down. Anyway, the catalogue number of the book is P068800-2L. If any librarians want to check if the library still wants it back, I'll buy myself a copy. As long as it's not out of print. If it's out of print, I'm keeping it and you can come after me. Oh, my episodes are terrible. I'm terrible. I'm terrible. Muriel, I'm terrible. Oh man, I hate it when things don't go according to plan. I'm not adaptable. Once I've set a plan, if it fails due to some logistical reason, I fucking lose it. And I'm currently losing it. I don't want to not lose it. So I'm going to do some catalogue shopping. I'll show you how I do catalogue shopping. Oh, it's food catalogue. That doesn't work. It's Hungry Jack's discounts. It's like the calendar. Ooh. So how much is it? I don't like their cheeseburger. I only like their flame grilled Whopper. 2 for $7.95, that's half price. That's pretty good. Whopper Junior small chips and a small Coke. I like that. $5. I'll take one. There's lots of these. Cool. That's worth keeping, that one. And this is the NDIS crap I have to sort through and wade through today. They expect us to run a business, have full insurance in our house, basically, administrate the equivalent of a business, being disabled, in order to make effective use of this system. Oh, you really have to be able to employ your own workers on your own say-so. And that means I need to get comprehensive insurance within my home. So my home becomes like an institution of a sort. So I have to check that out. I don't know how to. I've never done insurance. I don't really believe in it. Work insurance is different, obviously. Hang on. Yep, I can't move the bed. I can move the microphone.
No, that's all right. We're just going to put the ladder against.
Yep.
I don't know if you want to get out just in case a tool drops in you or something.
Okay, I will. But can I get help with this? Because I'm actually really having a bad pain day. The chair here, this one, is heavy.
Yeah.
That can just go in the hallway, wherever.
Yeah.
And then I'll move the microphone.
Yeah, okay.
And then
I'll... on this move.
Yeah. Well, you won't be able to get your ladder in. Okay. Daniel.
What?
Can you come and move my baby? Because they're going to be working with tools right above it.
You gonna move your what?
The guitar.
It's out of the way.
Yeah, but it's an expensive fucker.
Yeah.
Don't drop anything on it, please. How'd you go? Is that working? Ooh, what'd you get?
My cat got sore.
Oh, fuck, my back is so sore. Okay, Pina. Dad's gonna put his shoes on and I'm gonna take you to school.
What are you doing?
Changing the light so it works so that mommy can see to find stuff in the morning. You got a drill? They've finally come to fix my...
Did it drop anywhere in here?
What?
Oh,
no.
Oh, shit.
Oh, here.
Where? Have you been digging out the front lawn?
No.
Someone's been... There's some fucking big spider or something out there.
Yeah, there's a few. Where?
There's a spider or fucking...
Yeah, no,
that's gone bigger.
No, we've got to get pest control on this property. The whole front yard is an ant's nest and spider's holes. And a rose. I don't know if it's a plastic one. Looks like one. And a bin that I need to wash. And an apple tree that's doing fine, thanks. Yeah, I was blew off a couple of weeks ago. Gotta get a net for it this year. Get a net. It's got these ants underneath the leaves that are eating these little bugs. We don't spray it with anything. Never have. Don't want to. Don't know what you do for apple trees anyway. Oh, cool, really?
Alright.
You need it signed? Thanks, guys. Have a great one. Gee, that was quick and painless. Kind of cute, too. Anyway. Ow. Getting old. Fuck. Oh. Ooh. Nice and bright. I can see things. Fantastic. They even gave me a new light bulb. And I I can see everything. How wonderful. How wonderful. They left the light globe on my bed, which is cool. But as long as they could have told me so I didn't just jump on it, because if these things break, you gotta actually evacuate the room. And to get rid of it, you have to wrap it in paper or some such. Chuck it in a bag, which they're not going to make for very much longer, plastic bags, so I don't know how we're going to get rid of all the light bulbs soon. I'll let Daniel get rid of it, just because I want to let him know that they left it on the bed and say, what do you think of that? Anyway, I'm too buggered to find bags and papers and fucking... I'm not smashing a light globe. My heat pack. My mum's heat pack, these hand-free heat packs. They're awesome for physio. They're awesome for when you're too sore to stop. They're awesome for when you've got periods, for the female listener of the species. And you can do physio with the straps. The straps are strong enough. Oh, it gets so nice and blissfully hot. The straps are strongly constructed, and each strap measures like a meter. So they fit whatever size you are. They fit, and custom orders can be made if you need a longer one for some reason. But yeah, I just put it on, tie it round, and this is for my lower back. Move it down a little and cinch it, and then make like a shoelace, and wrap it ears and tie it in a bow. I tie the bow quite tight. I heat mine too long. You're not allowed to heat it for 2 minutes. You're not allowed, but when I'm wearing a lot of clothes, and I want it to be super hot, I disobey instructions. Oops. Sorry, Mum. I have had to buy a few extras because of this habit, but that's not bad for my mum. Even if you do happen to misuse this product, the worst thing that's going to happen is if you accidentally stick it in for 5 minutes in your microwave, it's gonna smolder. It won't explode. My mum has removed all the contaminants and dust particles, which is quite a lengthy and involved thing she does here to make these heat packs. So they're valued at more than what they're priced at, of course, because my mum just does small things when she can. Because she has pain, that's how she came up with this wonderful invention. And see, now it is too hot for my skin. So the other thing with the heating instructions being 1 minute 30 is the sides don't get too hot and burn you. I will eventually, when I feel like it, put a show up fully demonstrating the hands-free heat pack, and I will simulcast it onto a video platform. Probably when Lulu gets here, we can do some cool looking video, and the hands-free heat pack. Have you been fighting robots? That was awesome, Louise. Brilliant. I have, yeah, great respect for you, woman. I love it. Oh, I feel so good. And you can rock back and forward, and it's like a cross between a heat pack and a rocking chair. Great for physio. Great for those moments when you just want to sit there and go, ow. And you just hold it by the straps in the same position, and then you can pull And I like to do the bow so that it's easy to undo quickly if you do tend to disobey instructions and heat it longer. In any case, the official instructions on the official packet of my mum's hands-free heat pack specifies no longer than a minute 30. My microwave is old, so, oh, it feels so good. I end up with red marks. Oh man, and there go the hips. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Between the pain drain advanced, I've been putting on the right side hip, which is freaking arthritic as. And you can feel the swelling. And the heat pack, which I've been putting on all morning. I have only taken my regular painkillers. So, it's good, it's good. And then you can tie it around the thigh as well and pull. You don't have to tie it for that. But this is how I use mine, so it's like really, really good for stretching those muscles out. Anyway, oh, that's enough of an advert, I think. And if you want one, PM me, contact me at condensation@gmail.com. That's condensation@gmail.com. And yeah, they're $45 each plus postage, international postage, for I think they weigh about, they're under a kilo, so probably 500 grams. Okay, I'm gonna go and enjoy my light now. Oh, maybe light a candle later. Grail Alchemy, hey? That's the book I'm looking at right now. Grail Alchemy. Gonna reread it again this year and see what I see, what I see. The Alchemical Grail. The Hall in the Orchard Vision Journey. 7. It's written in Roman numerals. Right. Bye-bye. Okay, so I've filled my pen in order to do a bit of a goal-setting thing. But where was it in? It was in my email box. Where's my email box gone? Gone. All these time limits. The time limit thing gets annoying. Because once it switches off, it... Ignore limit. Ignore limit for today. Right. I got it to lock me out of... Right. Okay. So, if I lapse my concentration, I have to go back and start again. Anyway, I got sent an email by a friend called Val, and he's written a worksheet here. The Innocence of Human Nature, Long Form. Introduction. This form presents a method of self-inquiry centered around self-forgiveness. The idea behind it is to recognize valuable possibilities by recognizing simple truths. Forgiveness in this inquiry is equal to releasing an irrational belief, to realize the problem is innocent, or to change it from being a problem. See perspective aids. So the questions are these. What is your challenge, goal, or opportunity? Just pause the podcast in order to answer. You might want to grab a pen and a nice piece of paper. So again, that question. What is your challenge, goal, or opportunity? What understanding or misunderstanding led to the above? Is there anything related to this that you feel guilty for misunderstanding? Take plenty of time. Once you recognize something, read aloud. I am willing to not forgive, etc. That's just a little wordy. I don't know what that means. I'll have to go back and listen. Is this the conscious part of who you are? Is there a belief that appears to be keeping you from completing your challenge, which gets more of your attention, the goal, or what appears to be keeping you from your goal? Is B a real choice or not a real choice? So that there was B, which gets more of your attention, the goal, or what appears to be keeping you from your goal? C, is B a real choice or not a real choice? Unconscious. Restate what you believe or seek. 2. Is 1 innocent and without negative consequences? 3. When it comes to internal effort, could you try any harder? 4. How does this appear from the innocent state of neutrality? Oh, that's a good one. You might want to pause here. Can you see yourself without punitive self-judgment, if there is? So D, section D. What have you realized? Take a few breaths. So yeah, definitely take a few breaths. Take 5. Take 20. What have you realized from this process we're doing? 1. Where does this perspective lead you? 2. Do you see what you believe or seek with gratitude? 3. Are you able to recognize any guilty feelings? Allow them to pass on to peaceful awareness. E. Review. Forgive your thoughts and you will see this differently. Take your time, see if you feel something. Shift perspectives by adding, I chose not to believe or to believe, to expand your answer or answers. Okay, which, if any of these, asterisk, are useful perspectives to assist you in your daily challenge or opportunity? Take a breath. Why not this? Who am I? Asterisk. Asterisk. Being open to my thoughts and feelings. Asterisk. Being open to happiness. Happiness and happiness. Nice play on words, Val. Asterisk. With willingness for nothing to make sense. Asterisk. Forgetting frustration. Asterisk. Seeing myself in others. Asterisk. In all-inclusive self-reflection. Asterisk. Patiently being calm. Asterisk. That's like ballerina, that word, isn't it? Accepting being. Dot. Being opened by compassion. Dot. Having faith in trust. Dot. Learning from guilt by letting it go. Ooh, I've got a song that goes with that. Dot, dot, dot. Learning from fear by releasing it. Being non-resistant to resistance. Now that one is the tricky one. Dot. Allowing space for time reflection. Okay. Dot. Being understandable. Dot. Being of love and awareness. Dot. Accepting what I like about myself and others. Dot. Accepting rough emotions. Dot. Inviting a quieter mind. Ooh, not insisting on. Dot. Looking back to the previous future I imagined. Okay, yeah, that's what I do with my year in review. Dot. Releasing untrue beliefs that affected my past. And reflecting on my consequences about God. Sorry, concepts about God. reflecting on my concepts about God. Dot. Mind surfing within presence. Dot. Living forgiveness. Dot. Being joyful for this moment. Dot. Giving up my love of hate. Dot. Not living angry. Dot. Willing to go beyond the concepts of God. Dot. Not this. Not this. Dot. Realizing that other basic human rights, other than basic human rights, no one owes me anything. Asterisk, etc. Okay, and it says, email questions to valstarkgreen@msn.com. So that is valstarkgreen@msn.com. And this is called the Innocence of Human Nature version 8.2. So I'm going to pop this in my Google Drive box and if anyone wants a copy so they can do this in the hard copy, then yeah, let me know. But I think I need to have a sleep before my call with Tammy now, because she's going to call me when she gets back from the laundromat. How exciting. Okay, Anchor. Enough email for today. 8 minutes of email is enough.